Oh freedom, oh freedom, oh freedom, freedom is coming, oh yes. Oh freedom, oh freedom, oh freedom, freedom is coming, oh yes. Oh freedom, oh freedom, oh freedom, freedom is coming, oh yes. Oh yes, I know. Oh yes, I know. Is coming, oh yes, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus is coming, oh yes, yes I know, oh yes I know, oh yes I know, oh yes I, oh yes, oh yes I know, oh yes I know, oh yes I know, oh yes I.
Hello, family of God. This is Pastor Renee welcoming you to a special edition of New Covenant's online worship. Today, we are invited into God's presence to learn and remember, to join our Jewish brothers and sisters in mourning the past and in looking with hope to a future that God is creating. Today's lectionary scripture is from Jeremiah 8:20-9:1, who expresses the grief of suffering and loss for God's people. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of my poor people, I am hurt. I mourn, and dismay has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has the health of my poor people not been restored? Oh, that my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears, so that I might weep day and night for the slain of my poor people. Together, we weep with those who weep, and also cry out to God for salvation and rescue. May God hear our prayers, receive our worship, and comfort all those in distress. Amen.
Blessed be your name. my refuge and my strength, a very present help in time of need. In this I stand, I hold no fear, for when I call, my Lord is near. Rant and rage, it is God who makes them rise and fall. They think they're writing history's page, but God is Lord of all. And though the mountains shake and quake, and the waters roar and swarm and fall, I will draw my strength from is my home. God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in time of need. In this I stand, I hold no fear, for when I call, to the Lord until the world is dead. I count the mighty works he's done, he ever is the same. Come clap your hands, you people, now shout to God loud songs of joy, for the Lord on high is mighty, strength employed. God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in time of need. In this I stand, I hold no fear, for when my refuge and my strength, a very present help in time of need. In this I stand, I hold no fear, for when I call, my Lord is
good morning, New Covenant. You've heard it said, the lion shall lie down with the lamb. There shall be war no more. And with God, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, male nor female. And in our time and place, we speak of reconciliation among all people, regardless of ability, race, religion, or sexual identity.
These things seem miraculous, but they depend as much on our own behavior and attitudes as they do on miracles. As we approach the celebration of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, we all have the opportunity to pray that we can, together with sisters and brothers all over the world, help to make these things possible.
And so we pray, bless us all alike with the light of your countenance. Amen.
Lord, you lead in me with the cloud by day,
with the cloud by day,
and then
The Auschwitz Experience in the Art of Prisoners. The Holocaust Education Center of the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation is pleased to host the exhibit entitled The Auschwitz Experience in the Art of Prisoners to be held at New Covenant Fellowship from September the 24th through October the 10th. This exhibit presents the fate of the victims of the largest German concentration and extermination camp known as KL Auschwitz, through the works of those who survived. Terrible living conditions, worrisome starvation, and continuous tiredness due to exhausting, long-lasting work were the inherent elements of the camp's existence, accompanied by beating and constant humiliation. In their works, the former prisoners, artists, decided to make an attempt at presentation of this hell on earth prepared by the German Nazis. The exhibit is composed of artwork by 12 survivors of the Auschwitz-Birkenau camp. 24-panel exhibit consists of 60 pieces of art that depict the experiences the survivors had during the Holocaust. This exhibit has never before been exhibited outside of Europe until last year and is on loan from the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum in Poland and sponsored by the Holocaust Education Center of the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation. A little historical information about Auschwitz. In October 1939, after Poland lost the war, its western territory, including Oswiecim, was annexed into the Third Reich. The German occupation authorities changed the name of the city to Auschwitz and the same name was given to the concentration camp that the SS founded in the spring of 1940 on the outskirts of town. June 14th of that year, when the Germans transported the first 728 Polish political prisoners from the penitentiary in Tarnow, is regarded as the marking the opening of the camp. At first, Auschwitz was a camp where the Germans sent Poles and a small number of Polish Jews. Beginning in mid-1941, citizens of other countries were also deported there. From the following spring on, Jews were predominant. The conditions in Auschwitz contributed to a high mortality rate among the prisoners. They died of exhaustion caused by starvation and excessively hard labor. Another cause of death was disease that spread as the result of the woeful housing and sanitation. Furthermore, the SS beat prisoners ruthlessly and inflicted other harrowing punishments on them for the slightest violation of camp rules. From 1942, KL Auschwitz, and especially its second component, Birkenau, functioned as the center for the extermination of Jews deported by the German authorities out of racist motives. They were deported from the territories of Slovakia, France, Germany, Austria, Poland, the Netherlands, Belgium, Yugoslavia at that time, the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia, Norway, Greece, Italy, and finally Hungary. Over time, Auschwitz II Birkenau became the largest extermination center. During the whole period that KL Auschwitz existed, the Germans deported about 1.3 million people to the camp, comprising 1.1 million Jews, 140,000 to 150,000 Poles, 23,000 Roma, at least 15,000 Soviet prisoners of war, and 25,000 prisoners of other ethnic origins, including Czech, Belarusian, Russian, Ukrainian, French, and Yugoslavian. A total of 1.1 million people met their death in Auschwitz, almost a million Jews, 75,000 Poles, about 21,000 Roma, and more than 14,000 Soviet prisoners of war, and more than 10,000 prisoners of other ethnic regions. In the last months of 1944, the success of the Red Army and the approach of the front lines to KL Auschwitz, the SS authorities transferred about 65,000 prisoners into the depths of the Reich. They also began covering up traces of the crimes they had committed by burning records and files and the lists of names of deported Jews. Faced with the approaching front, the SS authorities decided in mid-January 1945 to evacuate KL Auschwitz. SS men led about 56,000 prisoners out of the camp and the subcamps, forcing them to walk several dozen kilometers in arduous winter conditions. Only about 2,200 prisoners from several of the subcamps were carried directly to their destination by train to Mauthausen. In the course of the evacuation, the SS shot prisoners who became too fatigued to continue on the march, as well as those who tried to escape. About 3,000 people perished in Upper Silesia and Upper Silesia, and it's estimated that overall between 9,000 and 10,000 KL Auschwitz prisoners died during the evacuations. Historians have established that 1.3 million people of more than 20 ethnicities were transported to KL Auschwitz while the camp was in operation. 400,000 of them were registered and imprisoned in the concentration camps as prisoners. Persecuted on racial grounds, Jews accounted for 85% of all those deported. Of the total of 1.3 million people deported to KL Auschwitz, at least 1.1 million, or 90% of whom were Jews, perished. The Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum holds the world's largest collection of art connected with the Auschwitz camp, unique on a global scale. The works of art created in conditions of extreme peril represent an extraordinary, moving document of time and history. By the same token, feelings and emotions that accompanied the prisoners every day, which are difficult to capture today, can be discovered in them. It is precisely because of this tremendous historical and emotional value that the camp art constitutes a universal message that is comprehensible to every beholder. Among the museum collections, there are works made officially in the camp, commissioned by the SS, at times for the camp museum, the Lager Museum, that the Germans set up, works made illegally in secret, and post-war works by former prisoners that serve as a kind of account of events there and as an attempt at overcoming the trauma of the camp. Works commissioned by the SS consisted above all of instructional drawings, models, and images presenting the expansion of the camp, illustrations of the courses of disease and medical experiments, and various artistic craft items made to meet the needs of the camp authorities. The SS men also exploited prisoners' talents for private purposes, demanding works from them that were unconnected to camp themes, mostly landscapes, scenes of everyday life, artistic craft work, and small carvings that they sent home through unofficial channels. The majority of the artworks created inside the camp fence, however, were made illegally, using material, quote, stolen, end quote, from SS offices or workshops. Portraits of prisoners were the most numerous. Works unconnected with camp themes made up a large segment, along with small craft items. We do not know how many works of art originated in the camp. Some were destroyed by SS men or by the prisoners themselves because they were afraid to hold on to them. Many works were lost during the evacuation of the camp or in the first months after liberation. Those that survived and are now part of the museum collection nevertheless demonstrated that their number was significant. The motives for creating art varied, but were always deeply rooted in the reality of the camp. Some prisoners made art to distract themselves from the nightmare surrounding them as a way of protecting their endangered psyches or as a way of conveying on canvas or paper the things they saw. Still others painted or sculpted in order to win an additional chunk of bread. Art played a very important role in rescuing human dignity. For artists in the camp situation, art became the essence of their personhood. It helped maintain the intellectual acuity and mental equilibrium that were so vital in the struggle to survive in the most extreme situations. It was one of the ways of expressing powerful emotions and also an embodiment dictated by normal human sensibility of the need for the beautiful. Art also manifested the profound human need to leave something of oneself behind. It was the prisoner's hope that even if they died, there would remain a sketch or an object that witnessed to their suffering. Art could save the lives of prisoners, but it could also lead to their death. For a skillfully made birthday card or portrait of an SS man or a capo, a prisoner might obtain an additional portion of soup or avoid back-breaking labor, or, for the very same thing, risk a beating, humiliation, the penal company, or even death. The exhibition presents, for the most part, sketches and paintings done after the war by former prisoners. Drawing and painting in Auschwitz was associated with tremendous danger. Revealing what happened in the camp was forbidden. In one of his first orders, Commandant Rudolf Hiss forbade SS men from taking photographs on the grounds of the camp. Those that were taken, mostly to meet the new needs of the construction company, do not show the whole truth about the camp. The prisoners in them are well-dressed and well-treated. This makes the extant works by prisoner artists who show us history from the inside, from the perspectives of the inmates, all the more valuable. Yet prisoners drew sketches of this kind almost from the first days of the camp. Aware of the danger hanging over them, the inmates who documented the reality of the camp sought ways of concealing their drawings. Some works buried in the ground or stashed in the nooks and crannies of barracks and other buildings were lost forever. The ones that survived in the greatest numbers were those smuggled out of the camp. Prisoners relied on the help of civilian workers or nearby residents. Drawings with dangerous subject matter were carried out inside the frames of bicycles, between wooden beams on wagons, or under layers of clothing. Some prisoners held on to their sketches, hiding them under their straw mattresses at night and tying them with string under their striped uniforms during the day. Treated as the greatest of treasures, these drawings sometimes accompanied their owners on the long road through various concentration camps and death marches until the end of the war came at last. The artists who survived tried to convey on canvas or paper the magnitude of the tragedy and the horrifying reality of camp life. They produced works and sometimes whole cycles in which we can see the conditions under which the prisoners existed, standing at roll call, the appalling sanitation, the hunger, the punishments, the humiliation, and emotions like dread, despair, and helplessness. The full presentation in art of these themes will never be possible, but given the scantiness of the extant photographic material, artworks by former prisoners have fundamental importance. The Holocaust Education Center of the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation would like to thank the Auschwitz-Birkenau Museum for allowing us to host this exhibition, The Auschwitz Experience in the Art of Prisoners. We'd also like to especially thank the many individuals and organizations that have contributed to making the showing of this exhibit possible. We are extremely grateful for your assistance and support. Thank you.
Shepherd of Israel.
justice roll, roll down like water, and righteousness like a flowing stream. Let justice roll, roll down like water, and righteousness like a flowing stream. It's a call to leave your treasures and your trinkets on the road. It's a call to join the weeping and to bear the sufferer's load. It's a call to be the lonely. It's a call to be the least. It's a call to join the fasting that shall lead to final feast. Let justice roll. Righteousness like a flowing stream. Let justice roll, roll down like water, and righteousness like a flowing stream. Let justice roll, roll down like water, and righteousness like a flowing stream. Justice roll, roll down like water, and righteousness like a flowing stream. It's a call to leave your treasures and your trinkets on the road. It's a call to join the weeping and to bear the sufferer's load. It's a call to be lonely. It's a call to be the least. It's a call to join the fasting that shall lead to final feast. Let justice roll, roll down like water, and righteousness like a flowing stream. Let justice roll, roll down. Righteousness like a flowing stream. Let justice roll, roll down like water, and righteousness like a flowing stream. Let justice roll, roll down like water, and righteousness.
This is the voice of Paige Weston. Thank you to the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation and the Holocaust Education Center for sponsoring the Auschwitz Experience in the Art of Prisoners and facilitating this showing at New Covenant. It will be open to the public the next two Saturdays, September 24 and October 1, from 10 to 4, and on Monday, October 10, which is Indigenous Peoples Day, from 10 to 4 as the final showing. We also encourage you to join us in watching the Netflix special, Who We Are, A Chronicle of Racism in America, on Wednesday, September 21 and 28, either in person at 6:30 at NCF or on your own. Now for the benediction. Merciful God, you seek us in the places of our ignorance and the forgotten corners where we hide in despair. Gather us into your loving embrace and pour upon us your wise and Holy Spirit so that we may become faithful servants in whom you rejoice with all the company of heaven. Amen.
Be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water.
is our Savior.
We shall not be moved.
Jesus is our Savior.
We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, we shall not be moved.
Young and old together,
we shall not be moved.
Young and old together,
we shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water.
That's planted.